This is Shutters Inc. with Bruce Williams.
Hi, and welcome to episode 188 of Shutters Inc. This is Bruce Williams from ShuttersIncPodcast.com. And joining me on the line from Lee's office, via Skype from Melbourne, Lorna Andrikopoulos. How are you, Lorna?
Hello, Bruce. I'm full of beans, thank you.
Excellent. What have you been up to lately?
We've just been having a busy, busy week. We're in the midst of planning for the rest of this year and next year. Everything's just... my head's exploding. I've got so many things happening in there and so many ideas and things I want to do and hours too few of in the day.
Oh, tell me about it. That sounds sounds very familiar. So we had the second Focus on Business meeting last Tuesday night, so 8 days ago in Sydney.
The very slim and slender financial planning.
That's the one. and the general consensus seemed to be that most people felt confident that they were across that. Would I be right in saying that?
I think it's... just the way that we break it down, I think, makes it really easy for people to see what they need to do. And it takes some of the mystery out of putting a budget together and some of the guesswork out of putting a budget together. So it's always good to review what you're doing. And I think for a few people, they hadn't really thought about it that far. So I do believe that I haven't had any complaints about homework this week because everybody's just gone off and done it.
I'm so glad I arrived late because you didn't get to ask me about my homework from the first month.
Oh, you're all over it, Bruce. I know.
I made a start. I've just been so busy with stuff that I just haven't got it finished. But
yes, well, I'm going to ask you about that. I'm turning the tables on you, Mr. Williams. What have you been up to this week?
Okay, so last Tuesday night we had the Focus on Business meeting. I then didn't come home to Gosford that night. I stayed at a hotel down by the airport because Wednesday morning we flew out to Hamilton Island with ARN, the Australian Radio Network, whom I work for a five-day business conference that ARN puts on each year called Sound Business Plan, which is essentially... what they do is they take all of a whole bunch of clients away to some nice exotic location, specifically with the idea being to remove the business managers from their business geographically, like get them away from their business so that they're not focused or you know, so that their attention is removed from the day-to-day minutiae of running their business. Which admittedly is a little bit harder these days with smartphones and, you know, wireless internet everywhere kind of thing. It's a little bit harder to get that disconnection happening. But they take some business coaches and some promotional speakers, you know, motivational speakers and that kind of thing. And basically for 5 days, it's, you know, let's talk about your business and what you're doing and what you could be doing better and... you know, and in the process, you know, sign them up for, you know, advertising campaigns over the following 12 months. My involvement in all of this, of course, was as photographer and videographer, which, you know, it sounds all lovely. Oh, yeah, you got a five-day holiday on Hamilton Island. Let me tell you, it was no holiday. I was working my butt off. Pretty much from the moment we got there on Wednesday afternoon, I had to pretty much start taking photos and videos straight away because I needed to have a photo slideshow and an edited video presentation both ready by 2:30 on Sunday afternoon. So essentially it meant shoot Wednesday afternoon, all day Thursday, all day Friday, and then Saturday pretty much go to ground in my hotel room and spend 24 hours just editing. Because I've not had a hell of a lot of experience as a video editor. You know, I've you know, chopped up some home movies, but that's about the sum total of my video editing experience. So I was probably not the fastest video editor in the world. And, you know, by the time Saturday morning came round, I had, you know, like a couple of hundred different clips of vision that I'd shot over the previous 2.5 days, and sort of had to go through all of that and find the best bits and, you know, chop it all into this nice, you know, 4.5 minute package. So that was through until Sunday lunchtime or Sunday mid-afternoon. Sunday afternoon, I actually got some free time to myself, so that was nice. And then Monday morning, it was basically straight away, get up, pack your bags and, you know, head off to the airport for the flight back. By the time I had driven back to Gosford, it was, 6 o'clock Monday night. So got to see, Kath and Max finally. And then back to work Tuesday and work again today, Wednesday. Tomorrow, working at ARN, but not coming home tomorrow night because I'm staying in Sydney, because on Friday I'm shooting a wedding, which is a family wedding. And, because it's a family wedding, Kath and Max are going as well. So as a result of that, we're not coming home Friday night. The three of us will stay in Sydney. But then on Saturday, Kath and Max will come home and I will head out into the Blue Mountains, because on Sunday I've got a full day for photographic shoot for my tourism client.
Right.
Where they want a whole bunch of iconic images from a particular region of Western Sydney. So that'll be a full day shoot on Sunday. Then on Monday, Max and I are going to take a drive up to the Barrington Tops, just as a bit of a
beginning of school holidays.
Well, it's actually the reason for the trip is a reconnaissance trip, because I think I've mentioned to you that once a month I put together these themed photographic shoots for a bunch of photographers in Sydney. Right, so the one we're doing at the beginning of November is an overnight horseback camping photography adventure in the Barrington Tops. So Monday I'm going to do a trip up there just to check out the farm that we're going to make sure that, it's everything that I'm expecting it to be, so there's no nasty surprises. So that'll be a full day trip, because it'll be about a 2.5 hour drive up there. And then work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at ARN. But then next Friday night, won't be coming home. We'll be heading down to Wollongong. I'll be taking Max to work with me on the Friday, because yes, you're right, it's school holidays. So then Max and I will head down to Wollongong Friday night. We'll stay down there Friday night, because on Saturday, which will be October the 1st, we've got the October monthly shoot, which is a 50s pin-up / aeroplane nose art shoot down at the Illawarra Regional Airport, on the Saturday. So after that, things start to slow down a little bit. It's not quite so manic after that weekend.
Well, can I just say you've used up quite a few of my beans just listening to you there. That is...
I'm exhausted, have I?
Slightly less full of beans there. No. I think it's... First of all, I've got to say I saw the name of your conference, The Sound Business Plan, and I loved it just because of that double meaning.
Yeah, because it's radio. And yeah, exactly.
The whole notion of taking people out of the work environment. This is that concept of working on the business
versus in the business. Absolutely.
And that's probably why I'm full of beans at the moment, because I'm not actually sitting, bashing my keyboard. I'm actually using some of the time to go, well, where are we going and what's the plan? And we've got the business side, the figure side, to go, well, is that going to work? No, probably not. Okay, let's look at how it's all going to happen. So I find it a really exciting time. I wish I could spend more time out of my business, but you have to do things in your business as well. Mm-hmm. Got to find the balance. I would imagine that you managed to sneak in a couple of photographs for yourself in amongst all the...
Up on Hamilton, yes, I did. I got a couple of panoramas shot, which I'm very happy with. I didn't produce a calendar this year, but I did produce one late in 2009 for 2010. And it was a calendar of my panoramas. I quite enjoy shooting a good panorama. And... When I produced that calendar last year, I had it printed as an A4 calendar designed to hang on the wall. And to be honest, it really wasn't large enough to do the images justice. So so this year I'm going for a custom sized calendar. I've spoken with my my printing company that I use and said, look, can you do a custom size for me? And they said, yeah, no, that's fine, you know. So so this time it's going to be about 450 mil wide and 200 mil high, and we'll have a, you know, bit more paper stock there to give the images a bit of room to breathe. So, but yeah, so I got a couple of panoramas shot while I was up there, which I'm really happy with. So,
well, that it does sound like it was hard work, but I think if you get time for your own little moment in that, so you, it seems like you're doing a fair bit of photography between the friends and family events and the workshops that you're running as well. So you're actually getting a bit in.
Yeah, it's not taking off at a million miles an hour, but there is this gradual increase in momentum that I'm seeing, where, you know, things just constantly trickling in and seem to be trickling in a little faster all of the time. And it was interesting, you know, while I was up on Hamilton, there was a break in between a couple of sessions where I was just sitting down talking to one of the, you know, guest speakers that ARN had brought along. And he started asking me about my photography, and so I started telling him what I was doing, and I could see his jaw just about, you know, dropping to the floor. And he said, wow. He said, I kind of expected you were going to say you were doing, you know, maybe one or two jobs a year on top of what you're doing at ARN. He said, but he said, you're really going hard at this. And I said, well, yeah, I am. You know, I'm you know, aiming for a career change. And he said, wow. He said, and to be honest, he said, it sounds like you haven't really been, you know, pushing it that hard. Like you're spreading the word, but you're not really like hammering the phones 24/7 trying to get it running. And I said, no, I'm not. And he said, mate, that's amazing. You know, he said, I have not met many people who can achieve that much with their left hand, you know, without too much effort, you know. Which I thought was an interesting comment. But yeah,
it is, and that's why I thought I'd sort of, you know, you've got your tourism shoot, wedding shoots, your overnight horseback camping trip, and your pin-up shoot in Illawarra. That and that's just in the next 2 weeks. Okay, well, and you've just come back from Hamilton, a 5-day shoot in Hamilton Island. Hmm. So, but I think what's interesting when you look at how you're developing your business is that there are some decisions that you don't need to make yet. And what this is one of the things that I'm so enjoying about the courses is because there are so many people who are at a stage and they just don't know what foot to put forward next. So right. Coming along and meeting a group of other people and understanding that what they're doing is a big manageable game of mm-hmm. sorts, because I do like that whole analogy of business being a game.
Yeah.
And I just have seen so many people pick up the ball and run with it in the last 2 months. Just in those sort of first, I've worked with smaller groups before, but just seeing it in this sort of larger dynamic is absolutely fantastic.
You're talking in between the Melbourne group and the Sydney group.
Yeah. We've got about a dozen down in Melbourne
right
now, and I've got a couple of new sign-ups this month as well. So I'm looking forward to catching up with them. But what I'm seeing is that there are some people who've just been poised at that point, and they just needed that, either the confidence or the structure or something to get, and then they go shooting forward and onto the next step. And that's what I find exciting, is when decisions are being made, and that's what the whole course is structured to do, is to enable people to make decisions about their business.
Right.
And I think there's decisions that you haven't made about your business simply because you don't have to yet. That there will come a time, and this is one thing that we'll work towards, is putting a structure and going, well, I need to make that decision by this stage because it's going to take me 2 months to get that up and running, and that needs to be up and running by then in mm-hmm. order for that to happen. So the whole process, once you start pinning down decisions, other decisions fall into place around about it, and that whole creation, that whole establishment movement and progress, I find completely fascinating. And that's word of the week this week, Bruce. Yeah. Word of the week is doable.
Okay.
So that's just kind of the way my week's shaped, because something's come up and we go, okay, that's doable. And it essentially means I am thinking positively about that as an outcome. You know, this is something I want to happen. It's something that I want to make happen. It's doable. But I just need to put a couple of little bits and pieces into place to make sure it's going to have the outcome I want it to have. And just that general, I don't know, with it being spring in the air, I'm Scottish, so I'm naturally miserable all the way through winter and rain and everybody thinks that because you're Scottish, you're used to bad weather. The reason you move to the other side of the world is because I don't like bad weather.
Fair enough.
It's
funny you should mention that, because we've got one of our copywriters at work. She's Scottish and she's only just arrived in Australia. She's only been here about 2 months.
And she's asking for money back, is she?
Well, no, she's loving it at the moment, you know, because we've got all these beautiful days in the low 20s and she's going, oh, this is just beautiful weather. And we're like, yeah, wait till it's 45 in the middle of summer.
Yeah, no, that does take a bit of getting used to.
Yeah, I can imagine.
A Scottish summer is pretty much equivalent to a Melbourne winter. I have both temperature charts on my phone side by side. So whenever I'm sort of going, oh, this is ridiculous, it's only 13 degrees. And then I'll flick across and I'll go, well, it's 13 degrees in Scotland and it's the height of summer. So be reasonable.
It's interesting that you mention, you know, word of the week is doable.
Mm.
I sense that what's at the core of that is the idea of breaking any goal down into smaller chunks. Would I be right?
There's two things happening with it. One is we have an awful lot of ideas. You've spoken to Lee, and one of the questions I get asked most often about Lee is he always like that? This full-on energetic, arm-waving, curly-haired maniac.
He's the energizer bunny, that guy.
He totally is. And that's occasionally he will sit down and have a little cup of tea and rest, but most of the time he just works at that pace and comes up with a million ideas over a weekend. And that's where we do take the time to work on our business, to sit down and go, well, which of these ideas are we going to develop and which are we not? And there's always in business, you have to keep changing. I really do believe you can't just keep doing the same thing year after year after year and not change. So I embrace change. I'm a big advocate of change. I think it's as long as you've got periods of stability that allow you to move forward, change is, I think, a good thing, and it's an essential thing. So one of the things that I find interesting is I'm looking back to the beginning of this year. At the moment, anytime you take yourself out of your business and look forward, you almost by definition look backwards as well. And our targets for the start of the year, in many ways, because we'd only just moved into this office, we'd been through a big upheaval with changing down gear from three businesses to just the two. So I've been looking back at the objectives that we had at the beginning of the year, which at the time we couldn't see how we were going to, we just knew these were things. We wanted to redevelop the website. We wanted to develop the product range. We wanted to have a regular series of events, blah, 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 blah. And to actually look back and go, well, tick, tick, tick. Yep. We've done, we have actually achieved all the objectives that we set out to achieve in the first 6 months of the year. We've done that. And I think you need to take stock of yourself, because every now and again, you need to look back and go, well, that's fantastic. What tends to happen in the course of your business is that as soon as you've got one thing done, you're already going, well, I've got a deadline on that newsletter and I need to get that out. And I've got this material to produce because I've got a training session happening tomorrow. And so you're constantly adding to the to-do list, and you're just the things that get marked off the to-do list. You just go, yep, well, that's that done. But every now and again, I think it is important to look back and take stock and go, well, wow, you know, I have made changes. We have moved forward. We have, you know, we can see the curve going in the right direction. So that's the fun thing about being in charge of your business and working on your business is having that perspective to look backwards as well as forwards, and it never changes. We've just celebrated the 5th anniversary of Real Portraits.
Wow.
This year, and we, you know, it was one of Lee's ideas, you know, storming a teacup ideas, but that's 5 years on, and we're just gaining strength there. And Instinctive Desires celebrates its 10th anniversary in February.
Fantastic.
And we have done so much in 10 years, and I don't think we could have predicted any of it terribly successfully. There are things that we were absolutely sure were going to work when we were sitting in the garage together with our first little laptop, to having a beautiful studio in Prahran with about 8 or 9 people working with us, to relocating it. You know, we've had such an amazing adventure, and we've loved all of it. There's been hard times, no question about it. Every business has them.
Yeah.
But the fact is we just love what we're doing, and it makes it all worthwhile. But
you know what? I keep coming back to this idea, and I'm certainly not the first guy to say this, that none of those things would happen if you didn't set a goal in the first place.
That's right.
You know, and
that's absolutely
which
right.
Which is why I'm pretty sure I mentioned it to you. I know I mentioned it to Lee about, you know, I set myself this goal of, you know, July 1 next year as being, you know, the point at which I want to be able to step away from my radio career and into my photography full time, you know, because I've seen it so often in my life where on those occasions when I have actually bothered to set a goal, those are the times that I can look back and go, 100% of the time when I set a goal, it came to fruition. You know, sometimes other things do happen, but if you haven't got a goal, then it's so easy to just let it slide. And I think the minute you formulate something in your mind and you say, this is the point at which I'm going to do X, or I'm going to have X achieved, it puts you into a headspace that makes you perform actions along the way that will lead to that thing coming to fruition.
Now, Bruce, you're going to have me pulling out the reticular articulation system here now. Do you remember?
I remember the phrase, but I don't remember what it was about.
It's exactly about that. It's exactly about what happens when you say to your mind, I want this to happen. And all of a sudden, you see the signals round about you. The example I gave you the other day, have you recovered there? The example I gave the other day was the real estate, where you go, right, that's it, I'm going to buy a house. And you walk down the road to work the next morning.
Yep.
A road that you walk down every morning, and all of a sudden, you see every for sale sign.
Yes.
On the road. You hadn't noticed them. They're there all the time. You're not picking them up. But as soon as you go, I want to do that, the signs will pop out. And I'm a big, big believer. Another really great way I have of thinking about this is the what, not how. That didn't sound
the
like
what, it, not how.
Yeah, what you need to worry about.
Oh, as in it's the what, not the how.
Yeah,
right.
I'm saying a lot of things that just don't sound like they're making sense, but really, I know what I'm saying here. If you decide what you want to happen, that in itself, because of the reticular articulation system I've just discussed, will start that event on a path towards fruition.
Definitely. Definitely.
If you spend too much time worrying how you're going to do it, if you know, I'm always a big believer, worry about the what. What is it you really want? If you focus on what you really want, it will almost gravitate towards you. And as you say, there are countless examples of this, from The Secret to, I don't know, I can only think of The Secret now that I've said that, but examples of people who really say, you know, in order to achieve something, you need to define it.
Yeah, and Think and Grow Rich. You're right. There's plenty of them. We don't need to sit here and list them all, but yeah, there's plenty of motivational speakers who have all espoused this concept over and over and over again for decades. And I firmly believe it. I really do. And unfortunately, it's one of those things that, you know, I heard it in my 20s, but, you know, I was in my mid-30s before I really started to notice that it actually worked. Mm-hmm. You know, and you kind of wish you could turn back the clock and make better use of those 15 years, but, you know, we are where we are and we take it from here.
Absolutely. I one of the things Lee found intriguing about me, so he says, when we first met, was that I had an absolute no regret policy. Even bad decisions I'd made in my life were essential in order for me to be exactly where I was. And I do consider myself to be an incredibly lucky person, and I do feel like I'm exactly where I'd like to be, without really knowing where it was. There were ideas that I had about what I would like from life that I feel like I'm achieving at the moment. And it just, looking back, every decision, every step you make is you creating your own journey, and nobody else can do it for you. And I believe if you try and live your life according to what other people want of you, you will inevitably fail, because you can't really make assumptions about what they want.
That is a recipe for failure every time.
Yeah.
Interesting. You know, I don't know how many of our listeners fall into that sort of younger age demographic. But, you know, if you are one of those people who have, you know, read this in books about, you know, setting goals, and you've heard other people talking about it, I can only stress upon you, just do it. You know, Nike absolutely nailed that. You know, just do it. You know, set a goal. You know, if you are a listener to, you know, Shutters Inc., and you are one of the people who would like to be taking your photography from just being a hobby to earning, you know, a little bit of money so that you can at least justify the purchase of the toys, then, you know, set a... it doesn't have to be a mammoth goal, you know. It's not like you've got to set a goal to, you know, rule the world in 6 months, you know. Just set a goal that says, you know, sometime in the next 12 months I'm going to get paid $1,000 to do, you know, a photography assignment or you know, whatever figure you want to attach to it that you think is fair compensation for your skills. But just set a goal and really focus on it in your mind and watch it happen and be stunned when it happens, you know. Just I still
phone,
get amazed.
Phone up Bruce and tell him that you're stunned. I think it is. You just have to commit to the idea, and it has enormous power in the ability for that thing to happen. So yes, it's all doable.
Absolutely. Yes, we come back to doable.
Yeah.
Fantastic. All right. Well, is there anything else you wanted to discuss in this episode, Lorna?
The two things I had written on my piece of paper were doable and Hamilton Island. And right. I think.
Fair enough. Well, I think we covered that.
Really?
Excellent. All right. Well, I am definitely looking forward to the next Focus on Business meeting, which is about the 8th or 9th of October, I think it is, from memory.
Oh.
Something like that.
It's the second Tuesday in...
October
in Sydney, and the first Tuesday in October in Melbourne, because I've picked up a couple of Melbourne.
11th. Be about the 11th then.
Yep, the 4th and the 11th. That's the dates.
Right. So what's that? 4th in Melbourne and 11th in Sydney? Is that what you're saying?
I did say that.
Yep, cool. Fantastic.
I look forward to seeing you then and hearing how you've gone in the crazy couple of weeks you've got ahead. Have lots of fun, mate.
Yeah, I will. Absolutely. Well, all the best to you and Lee.
Thank you. Pleasure talking to you as always.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Good night.
Shutters Inc. For previous episodes, check out shuttersincpodcast.com or search the iTunes Music Store. For questions, comments, and feedback, email theboys@shuttersincpodcast.com.